Up next, we hear about jobs available in the Grand Rapids area.
You're listening to The Morning Show on member-supported KAXE KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton. Earlier this fall, we reported on an increase in jobs for MDI, Minnesota Diversified Industries. They are located in Grand Rapids and Cohasset and Hibbing and Minneapolis. They are a nonprofit manufacturer that serves people with disabilities. Nearly half of their workforce is comprised of people with disabilities. Now, you may think you don't know what they manufacture at MDI, but you actually do. It's those plastic bins that the Postal Service uses, made here in northern Minnesota. You can hear our conversation with MDI CEO and President Peter McDermott at KAXE.org. Recently, MDI has said that they will be adding an additional 75 northern Minnesota jobs over the next decade. Coming up, another good news story of a manufacturer in northern Minnesota, ASV. This is a company that was acquired by a Japanese company last September of 2019. And like MDI, they make something that you probably see all the time. It is those compact track loaders and skid steers that shape the earth. So you see them, maybe landscapers, foresters, construction sites. They're kind of those caged machines where people are molding the earth. They are made here in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. They are hiring for jobs, 28 jobs in Grand Rapids. Right now, Grand Rapids employs 188 people at the plant. Those vehicles they manufacture, they make about 10 or 11 a day. They are sent all over the world. They are hiring for 28 new jobs with benefits. Coming up, a conversation with the human resources person there, Jamie Janisich. Jamie Janisich joins us this morning. He is the Human Resources Manager for Yanmar Compact Equipment. You may not recognize that name, but you probably recognize, if you live in northern Minnesota, ASV, which is an entity within Yanmar Compact Equipment. Jamie, thanks for taking time for us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, if we could just kind of start, explain a little bit that relationship with Yanmar. That's something new for ASV, right?
Yeah, correct. Yanmar Compact Equipment North America is located, the headquarters are located here in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And ASV Holdings Incorporated is a legal entity within the Yanmar Group. And their manufacturing facility is also here in Grand Rapids.
Let's talk a little bit about ASV. I think a lot of people know what that is. Some people know what you produce, but may not know the name of it. Can you kind of just give us a little background what ASV produces?
Yeah. So ASV produces, designs and manufactures the full line of compact track and skid steer loaders, primarily for the construction, landscaping and forestry markets.
I saw a recent press release that you have increased production and that there will be an additional, I think it was 28 jobs that will be opening up. Can you kind of tell us why that's happening and a little bit about those jobs?
Yeah. In the past 6 months, we've seen a steady increase in demand for our product and anticipate 30% growth as we enter into 2021. One factor is the launch of our new cab design called the Max Series cab. The Max Series is a next-generation cab that delivers up to 52% more visibility, additional leg, shoulder, and foot space, providing basically maximum comfort for its operator.
Your customers are all kinds of different things, probably. Do individual consumers also are looking for this kind of product, or the increase is because of the increase in construction and that kind of thing?
I would say it's both. We've seen an increase to the local user, as well as the demand from our dealers throughout the world.
Well, tell us a little bit about what kind of jobs, how many employees you have right now, and then what kind of jobs will be opening up with ASV?
Okay. Well, we currently have 220 employees within Yanmar Compact Equipment North America, and 188 of those employees work within ASV Holdings at our Grand Rapids facility. The types of jobs and or positions that we have available are primarily in the production of our vehicles. We have immediate need for assemblers, welders, fabricators, paint, and warehouse personnel.
Tell us again, how many jobs are you looking for right now?
Currently, we have 28 full-time positions with benefits, and we're excited about that for sure. To be adding jobs to ASV and Ganmar Compact Equipment North America. It allows us to be part of the economic growth here in Grand Rapids and the surrounding communities. And these positions create an opportunity for someone to obtain full-time employment here in the Northland.
Yeah, part of the reason I wanted to talk to you today, Jamie, is because a lot of, you know, what we report on are difficulties that have been happening to the world in the last 9 months. But there are some silver linings and some good news out there. Overall, how has ASV been? How have you held up during this pandemic?
Yeah, obviously the pandemic has impacted all organizations to some degree. For ourselves here at Ganmar Compact North America, we've had a limited impact, which is good, besides having to implement new COVID-related policies such as limiting visitors or work-from-home policy and ensuring social distance practices within our facilities. You know, we've been able to still keep up with a strong industry demand.
You make the vehicles and they are sold at all around the country. Is that how that works, or do you sell them here too?
Yeah, that's a great question. We do make the vehicles from steel. We cut the steel, and that moves on to our weld fab area. And then once parts are produced, then those parts will most likely end up in our paint department. And then from there, they actually move out to our assembly line. We have other items within our facility that are being produced at the same time. And basically, it all comes together on our assembly line. So right now, we have anywhere between 10 and 11 machines that come off our assembly line on, every single day. As far as where we sell, we are a global organization. We sell our equipment all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, certainly markets within Europe. And primarily, though, a lot of our business is here in the United States. And Canada.
Well, Jamie, before we go, your human resources manager for Ganmar Compact Equipment, and ASV is an entity within that. Is it a good company to work for? Do you like your job? I suppose you've got to say yes, but I just want to give you the opportunity to talk about the organization.
Yeah, of course. Certainly, I do enjoy my job. It is challenging in a way that is very rewarding, too. So with our growth, you know, it provides a lot of opportunity for current employees and future employees, and that's exciting to be a part of. As far as working with Ganmar Compact Equipment North America, there's just a lot of pride in our products. You can feel that when you come to work every day. So it's just a really good organization to be a part of.
So if people listening are interested in applying for the jobs that are opening up at ASV, how can they do that?
The easiest way would be to visit our website at asvi.com, and you can gain additional information for each position that we have open and inquire a little bit more about what ASV Holdings and Ganmar Compact Equipment North America have to offer.
It's Jamie Janicic, Human Resources Manager for Ganmar Compact Equipment North America. Jamie, thanks for taking time today.
Thanks for having me.